do I just want a date to see what it's like? That can only take about 3 months. Then you're like, I see why everybody doesn't like dating.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode. I think you just touched on something that a lot of people go through is they are excited, and those first couple dates, they are very, you know, fresh, and but they get that dating fatigue, they get burnt out, and you start to hear, I hate dating apps, or all there is no good men or women out there. And I think that's what starts to bleed into like these bad dates. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do. And I tell people sometimes, yeah, you do have to take a break from it and just reset and come in a little fresher. Do you see that a lot with your clients where they're just burnt out?
Oh, yeah. I see it so many times, and I give them the same feedback. Why don't you try? Because we can't directly give like, do this. We can play it out in their mind. If you took a break, what would it feel like? If you continued thinking this way, what kind of partner do you think that you would attract? And that burnout, especially around the holidays, are a perfect time to take a break. And I can guarantee you, because I do this for a living, the picture that you see posted on social media was usually preceded by a huge fight, argument, this, that, whatever else leads to fear in my family. It doesn't always look like, geez, like there's a lot of stuff that goes behind that picture perfect relationship that you'll never know about because people don't post, which I wish there was an account for that. People don't post the drama, the intrigue, the real life stuff of a relationship. So don't take it so seriously that you burn yourself out, that it's not like an end goal. Like the walk to the finish line is arguably the most important part. And the wedding day is only one part. The marriage is the most important. And that's where many couples who get married young kind of, I don't want to say mess it up, but I can't think of another phraseology right now. It's not the wedding day that's the most important thing. The wedding day is one day of your life. Your marriage could be the rest of your life. So yes, you might look very cute standing next to each other and have 14 bridesmaids. I don't even like that many people. Have so many. And they did a study that the more bridesmaids and groomsmen you have, the less likely you are to stay together, because they often correlated that with age. And the younger you are when you're partnered, the more likely you are to not stay together. So there's all this science to it that if you look at it, you're like, now I can date like a researcher, which is what I teach clients to do. And then they get in maybe more quality relationships and less quantity relationships. And that's where they're at. You have to ask yourself the goal too. Do I just want a date to see what it's like? That can only take about 3 months. Then you're like, I see why everybody doesn't like dating. All right, I'm ready to go back at it with wanting a serious relationship. And then don't be in a rush. You're picking somebody who is going to be a very large influence on you for the rest of your life. And they can have so many positive influences and impacts on you. That is worth the wait. That is worth the diligent timing and picking. And you can't, as I say, you can't date men if you hate men, and you can't date women if you hate women. So if you're at that generalization, all men are trash, all men are, what kind of person do you think you're going to attract? Someone who's going to confirm that to be true so your brain can be right. The power of thought. Men are wonderful. Yes, there are some that are not. There are women that are not wonderful. I would like to find a wonderful man. I view men positively. I view women respectfully. Start putting that out there and you'll be amazed who you attract.
So helpful. Why do we learn this stuff after it's, I don't want to say too late, because the reality is like, you probably had you learned from your failures, and now this is your second chance. And a lot of time that's your third and fourth chance. And that's really a great thing about dating that I tell people, dating is going to be practice. This is like, you should go on bad dates. You should maybe even go out with people that you're like, don't really like them.
Maybe not, yeah.
Just to get that like muscle flowing. Ability to say no, too. I think that's something people are terrible at coming out of divorce, is we, for a long time, just tuned out and just went with it. And now here's a chance to say, you know what? I didn't really like that. I don't think we're a match.
Yes.
Yeah. Done. Yeah. It's...
Have a good night. Have a good life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think being able to use your voice and know yourself, how to stand up for yourself, those are the advice that I would give for people dating after divorce, especially. You don't need to settle. you know, you just find another person, this will do, and stay burned out. The person that you are meant to be with, that you choose to be with, is out there. You have to have done the inner work to be ready to have them in your life and in your family's life if you do have kids.
It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, what the F? If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, this is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, judges rest assured that your child is safe, attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.